Chapter 5. A Visitor to Highbury. Like most people in Highbury, Emma was very excited about their new visitor. But Mrs. Weston was right, and Frank Churchill did not come.
Mr. and Mrs. Weston are very disappointed. Frank's aunt will not allow him to leave her, Emma told Mr. Knightley one day.
Frank Churchill should visit his father and meet his father's new wife. He has both money and time.
I heard he was in Weymouth a little while ago, so it is possible for him to leave Mrs. Churchill. A man can always do the right thing if he chooses to do it, said Mr. Knightley.
You have decided to think badly of him without knowing him, said Emma.
I would be happy to hear good things about Frank Churchill, said Mr. Knightley, but I have only heard that he's handsome and has nice manners.
A handsome young man with nice manners is enough for me, said Emma, laughing. And everyone in Highbury agrees with me. They speak of Frank Churchill all the time.
Well, I don't think of him from one month to the next, said Mr. Knightley, crossly.
Emma began to talk about something different. She did not want to quarrel with Mr. Knightley again.
Why was he so cross about a young man that he hasn't even met? She said to herself later. But Emma knew that Mr. Knightley was right about some things. She knew, for example, that she should be kinder to Mrs. and Miss Bates, the old ladies who were her father's friends. They had very little money because Mrs. Bates's husband died long ago, and Miss Bates never married. Mr. Knightley often spoke of them and encouraged Emma to visit them. But they were so dull. Miss Bates was a kind and cheerful woman, but she talked a lot about uninteresting things. And most of all, she talked about her niece, Jane Fairfax, or read Jane's letters aloud to visitors. Emma and Jane were the same age, and everyone thought they should be good friends. Emma tried to like Jane, but she could not. She thought that Jane was cold and unfriendly. Miss Bates thought that her niece was perfect and worried about her all the time, which Emma found very annoying. Emma knew that she should feel sorry for Jane, who was the only child of Mrs. Bates's youngest daughter. Her parents died when she was a small child, so she was looked after by her grandmother and her aunt. But some rich friends of her father's, Mr. and Mrs. Campbell, wanted to adopt the little girl and educate her. When Jane was 9, she went to live with the Campbells and became like a sister to their only daughter. Mr. Campbell wanted Jane to become a governess. With a job, she could look after herself, even if she could not find a husband. Jane was now 21, and her friend, Miss Campbell, was married. Emma knew that Jane had to get a job as a governess soon. One morning, Emma was walking with Harriet in Highbury when they came near Mrs. and Miss Bates's house. Harriet was sighing over Mr. Elton, and Emma wanted her to stop.
"Let's visit Mrs. and Miss Bates," Emma said to her friend. "They will not have another letter from Jane Fairfax yet, so it will be safe to visit."
Miss Bates was very pleased to see them. She gave them the best seats, brought out a cake, and talked without stopping. Emma tried to listen politely. Then Miss Bates said,
"We've had the most surprising news, Miss Woodhouse.
This morning, we had a letter from our dear Jane. I've read it twice to Mother already.
Emma was thinking that she and Harriet might be able to escape before the letter was read to them too. But Miss Bates talked on.
We haven't seen Jane for 2 years, but now we will see her again. She arrives next week. She will be here for 3 months or even longer because Mr. and Mrs. Campbell are going to Ireland to visit their daughter. You know that their daughter is married and living in Ireland now with her new husband. Jane says Mr. Dixon is such a handsome, charming man. Jane always wanted to go to Ireland before. Mr. Dixon says it is so beautiful. And we all think so well of Mr. Dixon. We remember Jane's terrible accident in Weymouth. He stopped our dear Jane from falling into the sea. Emma had an idea about Jane Fairfax and this handsome young man. I can guess why Jane does not want to go to Ireland, now that this charming young man is the husband of her best friend, she thought. She might be in love with the man who saved her life.
That is surprising news, Emma replied politely. So Jane is coming here, not going to Ireland to see her dear friend, Mrs. Dixon?
Yes, that's what Jane prefers. She hasn't been well, and she will get better here. But I can read her letter to you, and you will hear everything.
I'm so sorry, Miss Bates, but we really cannot stay any longer. My father will be anxious.
And Emma and Harriet happily escaped without having to hear Jane's letter. After this, Emma decided that she must try to like Jane Fairfax more. She has no money of her own and has to get a job as a governess, Emma said to herself. And I'm sure that she's in love with Mr. Dixon and is coming to Highbury to be away from him. When Jane arrived in Highbury, Emma invited her and her aunt to Hartfield. But after an afternoon in their company, Emma felt the same as before about both of them. Miss Bates talked all the time, and Jane said almost nothing. Emma asked her about Weymouth and the Dixons, but Jane said very little. She said nothing about Frank Churchill either, who was in Weymouth at the same time.
We were very disappointed that Mr. Churchill could not come to Highbury, Emma told her. We are very excited to meet him. Is he very handsome?
People seem to think so, was Jane's only answer. Then Miss Bates had some surprising news.
Have you heard that Mr. Elton is getting married, Miss Woodhouse?
Emma was shocked. I hope he will be very happy, she managed to say.
Yes, he has met a young lady in Bath, and they will come to Highbury after the wedding. So we will have a new neighbour. Isn't it wonderful news?
When her visitors were gone, Emma could think quietly about the news alone. She was very happy about it for herself, but very sorry for Harriet. She should tell her as soon as possible. But at that very moment, Harriet came to visit her.
I've just met Robert Martin with his sister in a shop, Harriet cried. He was so friendly towards me, Miss Woodhouse. It was so nice to see him again."
Then Emma gave her the news about Mr. Elton, and the next moment, Harriet began to cry about Mr. Elton once more.
"Robert Martin is a better man than Mr. Elton," Emma said to herself. "But he's only a farmer, so Harriet must forget about him, and about Mr. Elton too."
The next day, Mr. Martin and Mr. Elton were both forgotten when Mrs. Weston hurried to Hartfield with a letter from Frank Churchill.
"He's coming tomorrow at 4 o'clock," Mrs. Weston cried. "Think of me then, dear Emma."